The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel, the angel, greeted her. "Good morning! You're beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you." She was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren, and here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I am the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say." Then the angel left her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Going into the week before Christmas, in the midst of a global pandemic, a provincial lockdown and certainty of isolation, we know ourselves to be a small handful of people amongst 1.3 million Calgarians, 4.3 million Albertans, 37.6 million Canadians, and a world population of 7.8 billion people. At a time when 70.5 million people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19 and 1.5 million people have died of that disease, and at a time when provinces and hospitals are determining priorities for receiving an infinitely inadequate number of vaccinations, we certainly feel small. Mary felt small too. She was young, perhaps 13 or 14, maybe 15, and she was a girl in a world where identity and inheritance, meaning and value were passed down from men. Perhaps her best and her brightest potential was her ability to bear children. It is no small thing to be regarded, to be favored, especially when you are exceedingly aware that you are small and you should not be. And yet that is exactly what happens. An angel of God notices her, comes to her, regards her, and favors her. She is singled out and made special. She is elevated to the highest place of honor. She is made the mother of the Messiah. In a world with a raging pandemic, it is not likely that even one of us should be so regarded. Everything that is this season, with our isolation, social distance, closures of public services, restaurants, theaters, and other establishments, and the threat of COVID-19 still overshadowing all human life on the planet, it is highly unlikely that any one of us should be regarded. It is seemingly impossible. But this story of Gabriel's announcement to Mary is also surrounded by the impossible. The angel tells her that her barren cousin Elizabeth has conceived a child in her old age. Mary herself has never had sexual relations, and being found pregnant as an unmarried girl from a nameless town would certainly result in an agonizing death, as she would be ordered to be stoned to death by her family. But Gabriel announces that nothing is impossible with God. And here in this story, a sequence of massively impossible occurrences are strung together like a divine set of magic pearls and hung on the neck of an unwed teenage girl from the middle of nowhere. Things like this just don't happen. The power of God moves in circles of impossibility to let this young girl know for certain that she is favored and that her life matters. This is the miracle of the Advent and the Christmas season, that the power of God is moving in circles of impossibility, against the grain and against everything that seems to claim itself as true, to shout once and for all that we are favored and our lives matter. We seem to be small and countless, especially in the face of a global pandemic and its accompanying economic and social challenges. How is it that we matter? We matter because Mary matters. She matters because without her, God cannot enter the world in flesh as one of us. Her yes to this seemingly impossible plan opens the door for all of us to know the glory of God coming to us right where we are and just as we are. Now, God may not come to us announced by angels, but God still comes to us. God still comes enclothed in impossibility to transform our lives, our world, and to declare that we are highly favored. The ancient ways of God are as perplexing now as they were then, but God is still choosing to break into the world with the kind of hope that only God can bring. And we are as perplexed as she was. What? But how? Are you talking to me? Surely you've made some mistake, God. Aren't these often our responses too? We know ourselves, and we know ourselves to be small in relation to the God of the universe. But the annunciation of the angel to Mary and the incarnation of God into our world demonstrate that God favors us. God has an interest in us. And yes, God even loves us. If this is so, can we let it be with us as it is with Mary? Can we say, yes, I see it all now, and I'm ready to serve? Can we settle into a relationship with God where God partners with us to bring in hope and salvation to a weary world? Can we accept that the God of the vast universe wants to be small? God wants to be one of us. And God wants to regard us. If so, then Mary's yes is our yes. And we are freed and empowered to sing just as she does, knowing that the God of the vast universe moves in circles of impossibility to tell us that we matter. Amen.